Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle. Always great to be checking in with Elizabeth Cooper, Manager, Community Development, Stratford End Area with United Way Perth Huron. And Elizabeth joins us in studio. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Jamie, and happy Thursday to you.
You too. Now, we've been talking about the goal, of course, the campaign goal with United Way Perth Huron, but we've got some good news already in terms of the campaign.
That's right. We're only a couple of weeks into the campaign. We kicked off on September 16th, and we're at 15%.
Nice.
So amazing. You know, we have such a generous community. People have already come forward, filled out a pledge form, or they donated online, and some workplace campaigns have already started. So 15% is pretty great when we're only like about three weeks into the campaign. Again, our goal, it's a bit of a mouthful, I tell you. It's $2,289,671. So a lofty goal, but we know that Stratford and area is a very caring community.
But we are off to a great start already, just over 15%. So that is awesome. So we do have some workplaces and whatnot helping out with this campaign, especially if you drop by the LCBO.
Yes, this is a very lucrative account for us. So the LCBOs in here in Perth County are going to be asking you at when you cash out, if you would like to support the United Way in any way. So they're going to ask for $10, maybe $5 or even $2. So we recommend or ask you for your support at the till at all our LCBOs. And especially with Thanksgiving coming up, I'm sure lots of people will be going to picking up some libations for the long weekend. So we really want to give a shout out to the employees because they do this on their own. And there's 17 of them, actually. Did you know that? There's 17 LCBO locations across here in Perth.
Okay.
And last year, they raised over $47,000 just for asking at the till, and that supports so many vulnerable people in our community.
So again, that's happening through till October 16th. So again, right through, as we mentioned, the Thanksgiving Day long weekend, LCBO, buy local, give local, and love local. So help out with that if you can. Let's talk about some grants. Some grants are accepting applications currently.
Yes, we do this annually, and this is these are grants that we give out to youth that are between the ages of 14 and 25. And if they have some ideas on addressing some pressing social issues among youth, they can apply for this grant. It clearly engages their peers, and like they can be high school students or not. And the grants are up to $1,000, which is really great. So last year, I think we gave out about 14 of them.
Wow.
The applications close on October the 14th. So youth can fill out an application online, perthhuron.unitedway.ca, and there's all kinds of criteria and some timelines available. But that's what we're here for. We're here to support those that have great ideas, especially the youth.
Yeah, Youth in Action Grants, again, now accepting applications through till October 14th, so that date's fast approaching. And let's do a sponsor spotlight this morning, Elizabeth.
Happy to do so. We want to give a shout out to Stratford Motor Products, yay, because they provide us with our vehicle that you see around town, a little white vehicle that's all logoed up with United Way, and they really help us get out and connect with our supporters in the communities across Perth Huron. So thank you so much to Stratford Motor Products for supporting us again.
Oh, for sure. And of course, with the CJCS Stratford Motor Products Community Cruiser, they're just great people there, and they do so much for our community.
That's right, for sure. Wow. We really appreciate that. Yeah.
PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website for all the details. Elizabeth, anything else? Or just make a donation?
That's right. If you haven't donated for maybe a few years to United Way, please consider us this year for supporting those who are vulnerable in your community.
All right. Elizabeth Cooper with United Way Perth Huron. Always great to chat, Elizabeth, and have yourself a happy Thanksgiving.
Gobble gobble to you too, Jamie. Thanks.